As the winter holidays approach, a lot of us will be looking for new books to give to friends and family. For help as we try to be more discerning, it's time for our occasional page-turner series, when we turn to local booksellers to find out what they're excited about. This morning, I'm joined by Barbara Peters of the Poison Pen Bookstore, and her book of choice is the latest Jack Reacher novel by Lee and Andrew Child. It's called Better Off Dead, and is the 26th in the series featuring the Reacher character, and it's the second to be co-written by the brothers. Lee had written the first 24 by himself. So, Barbara, if we haven't read any of the other books in this series, what do we need to know about Jack Reacher?
If you're as old as I am, I could direct you to the movie Shane, in which a character rides into town. He doesn't quite romance the wife, but there is a hint of it. A bad guy called Jack Palance comes into town. Shane cleans up the town, bids goodbye to the woman, and rides away. I mean, it's a perfect Western, and that's basically Reacher. He's an ex-Marine. He's a huge guy, 6'5 or more. He drifts along on buses. That's his preferred mode of travel. Although, interestingly enough, in Better Off Dead, we find him walking towards this small town near the Arizona border, so south of Tucson, probably down near Douglas or somewhere. And he's hitched a ride in a car or a truck, I can't remember which. And the guy peeled off, and so Reacher decided to walk. So, unusually, he's not showing up riding a bus. And in this postmodern Western, he sure enough finds that villains have descended upon the town. There is a woman, and he does the whole Shane thing. So one thing about Reacher that's good to know, and John Connolly, the Irish author, pointed it out to me the other day, the Reacher books have, there's no memory. Every Reacher is a reset. And Lee conceived this character in a really brilliant way, because what he's done, he's writing a series where there's one lead character, Jack Reacher, but every book is a standalone. Every book is a new location, mostly a new set of characters. There are very few carryover characters. There's very little exploration of Reacher's family or personal life.
Does that mean the character himself never really evolves and you're able to sort of jump in? Are there any disadvantages to that approach, in your opinion?
It does mean that basically Reacher is always the same. He's going to be ageless. He's largely, he's been described, and I agree with this, as a postmodern gunfighter in a classic Western. And although we know that he's getting older, if you've followed all the way through book 26, the books tend to start right after the last book ended. There's no serious time gap. You know, it's not like every year he's a year older when a new book comes out.
So many of us, when it comes to a continuing series, we have to embrace the protagonist to some extent. We either want to relate to this person or want to be like that person or just think the stories and adventures are interesting. How much does what Lee Child has done with Reacher to fit that? The idea that you want to pick it up because you want to see what Reacher's going to do next.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, he's in these awful situations. He voluntarily inserts himself in almost all cases. Although in a few of the books, somebody, I don't think it's even a few, but there's at least one where somebody from his past has brought something to his attention. But basically, it's a confluence of his arrival in a place and something going down that, because of his background in the military police and so forth, that he notices. And because he's a big and, you know, highly trained guy and apparently knows no fear, he inserts himself into situation. I mean, there was one book, I think it might have been the third one, where he's walking along a street and somebody bursts out of a dry cleaning store. And that starts the whole book. You know, it's pure chance that he is in that spot at that moment. So a reader wants to know what is going to be the instigating incident and how will Reacher handle it. But we know for sure that he's going to survive it, even if nobody else does. If he's the only person left standing, it will be Reacher up until the moment when both the brothers decide, you know, to stop. So I think that readers are drawn to that. They know who Reacher is. There's a certain parallel, I think, to the Marvel comic universe, you know, that a superhero, which Reacher is in a way, a superhero is a very comforting thing to have in a world where there are increasing threats, increasing violence, random violence, You'd like to think that if you were in a mess, some guy like Reacher would suddenly show up and have your back.
Barbara, let's go back specifically to this new Jack Reacher book and how things may have changed with Lee Child, the longtime creator and author of the series, being joined now by his brother, Andrew, on the books. What have you noticed the difference in the last couple of books with the two of them writing together? And how did it affect the plotting, the style of this particular book?
Well, Andrew has a somewhat different writing style. He's not as spare as his brother in his prose. And I think as they go on, Andrew will pare down. It goes back to Elmore Leonard's famous line, "I leave out the words that readers skip." In general, as writers perfect their or grow in their style, they use fewer words to say things. So I think we'll see that. Otherwise, no, the review committee has, the review media have embraced these. Fans have embraced them. We haven't seen any slackening of sales. They did, in fact, get a starred review in Publishers Weekly, which is one of the main review media for literature. And it starts out by saying the Child Brothers' superb second collaboration after 2020's The Sentinel opens one night at a remote spot on the U.S.-Mexico border where the stranger, now here's a description, a large, tall man many will assume is Jack Reacher, ooh, scary right there because maybe it's not, has arrived for a meeting. A car drives up, four men get out. When the driver asks the stranger if he has money, he pats his back pocket. Then the driver orders the stranger into the car to take him to see someone named Michael. The stranger refuses. And he gets the best of it in the ensuing fight till a woman shows up and guns him down. Now, there's a panic moment for Reacher fans because you're pretty sure it's Reacher. The tall guy is the stranger. And then he's shot down right in front of us.
That is Barbara Peters. She is the founder and owner of the Poison Pen Bookstore. We've been talking about the latest Lee and Andrew Child book, Jack Reacher, Better Off Dead. Barbara, thank you as always. Good luck. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure, Steve.